21 past the hour. Mark Maron here with Mark Riley.
Yep.
Sarah America Radio's Morning Sedition program. I don't know how you do. You know Greg Proops? Of course you know him. If you don't, you'd recognize him. We were just talking about that before. Whose Line Is It Anyway? You've been on Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Yeah.
You've done, what was the show you used to be on that you probably are ashamed of to put in your credits?
Rendezvous.
Rendezvous.
I'm not ashamed, baby. It was the most intellectual of all the dating shows.
Oh, my God.
You know, Fifth Wheel is just so bereft of any kind of stimulation, and my show was really the one that got people talking, I think.
Hey, wait a minute. What have you been on ABC Family?
Oh, boy.
Whose Line runs on ABC Family and stuff?
Really?
Yeah.
Does Robertson know about this?
Yeah, you know, and we're the gayest show on TV. I don't know if you've ever watched
yeah,
it.
You know, ABC Family was originally Robertson's network.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was
okay.
The Family Channel. Then it went to Fox Family Channel. Then ABC, Disney woke up and decided to buy it, so it became ABC Family.
Greg Proops can do it all. Family Fair,
family.
Not Family Fair.
Oh, dude, I'm proud of that.
Yeah, because the subtext is so profound. There's a lot of things going on. There's some literal messages going on right now that we don't even understand.
Well, he's fast, though, man. I've seen him on Whose Line Is It Anyway. I've seen you on Whose Line Is It Anyway.
Thank you,
buddy. One of the fastest human beings I've ever seen. Mentally,
I'm the specky one, by the way, for your listeners. I'm the one with the glasses, not the rich one, not the tall one, not the bald one, not the black guy.
Not the black guy.
We were just talking about that black guy, Wayne Brady. He said he saw you on Wayne Brady's show. You saw him on that?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not Wayne Brady's biggest fan.
Wayne is actually very, very funny. I did a chat show with him in L.A. a few weeks ago. But yes, America, a lot of people go up to me. Hey, I love your show. Who's that black guy? He's awfully good. I don't think they mean anything by it, because I'm the guy from The Thing.
Yeah.
Hey, you're the guy from The Thing.
I get that, too. Actually, some people used to mistake me for you until I was forced to change to round glasses.
Yeah, you went Lennon-esque.
Yes, because we have the similar
and hair. I went Tom Kenny-esque. Buddy Holly-esque.
But you've always been like that.
Yes.
I was originally Lennon-esque, and then I got bullied into rectangles, and I went rectangle.
I don't remember you wearing rectangular glasses. And even if you did, we don't look at... The thing is, people who don't wear glasses think that everyone with glasses looks alike.
They couldn't tell
Peter Sellers from Michael Caine, you know what I mean? And then you never notice when you get new glasses, no one notices
ever.
For like 2 years.
They do that thing where they're like, did you gain weight?
Only other people who wear glasses go, those are nice.
People
who don't wear glasses 2 years later, what happened to your face?
Did you get an accident?
Yeah. I did. I had glasses put in front of them.
You're right, though. People who wear glasses are like, where'd you get those frames? Can I see them? What are those peoples? What did they get? Where'd you get those?
So
all over people.
Yeah, right. Of course.
Cutting edge.
There you go.
I actually got these on sale at LA Eye Works. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
When I was younger, I said, I don't think I can pull off the Harold Lloyd thing. And now it's time. As I get older, give me a clock to hang from. Look at me. I'm funny. But what is this chat show that you got going, dude?
It's just a live chat show, cabaret chat show, like your show, but unlike regular talk shows that are on TV. I actually let the guests speak.
Oh,
and,
interesting.
Listen to them occasionally. And,
wow.
It's not about, it's never, the one thing I just, first of all, let me tell you where it is. It's at the Joe's Pub, which is at 425 Lafayette.
Here in New York.
If you're listening to
1190 WLIB.
Yep. If you're in the Apple, it's at the Public Theater. There's a little cabaret upstairs called Joe's Pub.
Great room.
And my guests tonight are Lewis Black, who's a tremendous satirist, and Jeff Goldblum, who's currently in the Pillow Man, at the Booth Theater, which is another subversive lefty play.
Because if you see him, I don't like to do this, but we'd like to have him on our show. So maybe tell him what a fine time you had on the Mark and Mark show.
I'd be thrilled to. I don't know him. I've never met him. We've spoken a few times.
How'd you get the booking, man?
Well, because friends of friends. It's show business. he speaks fantastically, exactly like he does in the pictures.
Uh-huh.
So when you talk to him, he'd go, Air America, not Air America? And he's on the radio. And you can't believe that you're... And I feel like I'm having dialogue in it. Jurassic Park or something.
Yeah.
Run, you know. There's a few stars, like if you've ever met Wayne Shatner, he speaks exactly that way all the time. He's not acting.
Yeah.
He would go, Mark, a wonderful beat. You know, like, and you go, it's exciting.
But he knows it's funny now.
Yeah, he does.
That's the weird thing is that I think because he saw so many impressions of him, or he realized he was a character, he's embraced his character.
Oh, fully.
Yeah.
And then Lipsinka is on piano. Lipsinka is a drag actor in New York. She's doing a show right now called Passion of the Crawford at the Zipper Theater, where she does a Joan Crawford thing. And Lipsinka is a marvelous lip syncer, but Lipsinka, unbeknownst to the public, is a concert pianist. And he's back in the
that.
Up tonight. Yeah, he used to play piano for the New York City Ballet.
Is he going to be backing you up in drag? Or
To be fervently wished, yeah.
Because
right, otherwise he would just be a guy. but with the drag on, he's the fabulous Lipsinka goddess of show business.
Now, do you do a monologue? Is it structured like a talk show?
There's going to be a number, a monologue, guests.
A number? Wait, a dance number? You
no, no, Lipsinka's going to sing a number.
Sing, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I got a musical talent in the house. Let people do what they do, baby.
I just didn't know if you were going to start swinging.
I am, as long as I'm swinging.
I was on stage at Gotham Comedy Club, and I did one of those things, you know, the moments that I have sometimes. Yeah. It's like, what the hell am I going to do now? How am I going to end this? Some woman stands up and goes, how about with a tribute to the Air Force?
Did you?
Yeah, coincidentally, I have the Rockettes here.
Up and away,
I couldn't believe it. But she stood up and she was with a table. How about with a tribute?
Was she in uniform?
Well, there was a bunch of Air Force people, and it was somebody's birthday. But what a weird thing to phrase it like that. Yeah, it's like, guess what? Bob Hope is back. I got a Ouija board. Here we go. So we'll be back. Greg Proops, are you going to tell us about your Star Wars movie experience?
I'd be chuffed.
You were in it.
I was.
Okay. We'll talk about that and more funny with Greg Proops after this, Air America Radio.
Reboot it. What is this guy supposed to do?
Well, maybe reboot is just the term.
The Al Franken Show on Air America Radio.
Four past the hour, Mark Maron here with Mark Riley.
Hi.
It's Air America Radio's Morning Tradition program. Greg Proops is here. There he is. You've known him from Whose Line Is It Anyway? Jimmy Kimmel Live. You did a bit on Just Shoot Me as well, huh? Wow, you work, man. Tonight he's at the
Just Shoot Me.
He's at Joe's Pub.
That was on Father Knows Best.
Yeah, that was great.
The car.
Now Robert,
like current.
I heard Robert Young crazy, out of control, behind the scenes, crazy, like doing the blow, the whole thing.
No, that guy's a coffee head.
Yeah.
Marcus Welby, uncool.
All right, here we go. I stopped the riff inside. I stopped the riff inside my own head. That's a rule against that, isn't it? It's not just don't say no during improv, but don't say no to yourself in your own head, isn't it?
I think when you're on the radio, you can say no occasionally with good effect.
Yeah, okay, good. Well, I think I did. I don't know if that had any effect whatsoever.
Self-edited oysters.
You have to. Joe's Pub tonight. That's at the Public Theater. Are there any seats to this? I mean, Lewis Black, Jeff Goldblum, those are big names, I'm assuming.
Probably is, but I don't know. I haven't checked at sales because it's 6 in the freaking morning when I got up, so it wasn't like I could call Joe's Pub and wake up to one disgruntled union guy in the middle of the night and go, hey, what did they buy?
It'd be awkward if you started leaving messages as talented. Hey, I know it's early, but it's Greg. I just want to know, is everything okay? Are we selling tickets or what? Okay, call me back.
Yeah.
5 minutes later, hey, it's Greg again.
Listen, I was just thinking, if we promoted this today on the radio, it should be all right. I mean, I'm hoping it will be. I got a guy off Broadway. I got a guy with a book out now. Lewis is on the middle of a massive tour.
He's always in the middle of a massive tour.
Yeah, he's such a good guy. He is. Funny. He's really funny.
We co-hosted Randy Rhoads' show together. He's been on our show, I think, two times. He's great in the morning on the phone. You ever heard that?
One second. I got some of that.
Unbelievable.
Coming from the tubercular ward of the Doc Holliday Hotel.
Kirk Douglas did that great, I swear to God.
Yeah, who, Doc Holliday?
Yeah, and the Burt Lancaster one.
Yeah.
I just saw the horrible Kevin Costner one that took forever to get through the poorly written writer.
Dennis Quaid's okay in that.
But not Val Kilmer. Val Kilmer was great.
I'm a Huckleberry.
Yeah. I mean, what happened to
that
movie?
He's terrific in that movie.
I wish
and
that movie
Howard
was
Smith is in that movie.
I wish that cast were in the Kevin Costner version with the detail and the money that went into that, but no.
Yeah.
And the writing.
Sam Elliott and everything.
It's great. It was great.
Yeah. Well, I'm Virgil.
Will Paxton. Will Paxton's the best.
Will Paxton.
So what? Now,
gosh, that's a good man.
It is. Bill Paxton.
Game over, man.
Yeah. So, okay, what were we talking about? Oh, Star Wars movie.
My fabulous talk show. Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
The Fabulous Fox Show is...
By the way, I'm doing it next week in Los Angeles. I know you have nationwide... You're in L.A., right? I mean,
we were in L.A. in a good time slot, but then somehow or another we were hijacked for Stephanie Miller. It had nothing to do with ratings. Somebody at Clear Channel just made a decision and pushed us back into the middle of the night. I'm not bitter about it, but who the hell is Stephanie Miller and who cares? I'm not bitter about it, but what kind of executive on the Air America staff makes these decisions after we got a following? San Francisco, same damn thing, bro. I'm not bitter, but for Springer... What is that about?
Yeah.
I can't tell you the hundreds of emails we had. And I got nothing against Springer, but hello, I'm trying to wake up.
Also, L.A. and San Francisco, that's prime time for you guys. But anyway, I'm doing one in L.A. next week, next Monday, the 23rd. And that's with Dave Eggers, and who wrote Heartbreaking Worker, Staggering Genius, and Colin Hay at Largo.
Well, that'll be good.
No one will be listening until the middle of the night, but hopefully they'll.
Stop it. We've got bakers and delivery people and tweakers that are going to be there.
Of course, you're the honest, hardworking salt of the earth. Yes,
sure,
Star
sure.
Wars.
If I can take time away from drawing this maze, I'm going to go see Greg.
Hey, I got a question for you, Greg.
Yeah.
Mark.
I got jury duty tomorrow. Any tips?
Yeah, you already signed up for it? Because usually I just throw the thing away. Not that I don't want to take part in our democratic system. The one time I had to sit on jury duty, the first case that they brought up was two people that I knew.
No!
Fantastically.
Yeah.
When they came to me, I went, I know these people, and I'm going to adjudicate in their favor should I be given the chance.
Yeah, yeah, because I definitely know they sell pot.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. Yeah. Listen, Knapp and Kanai, they're good guys.
Good guys, yeah. Yep.
Just because they live in a basement in the Richmond district. I would be biased if you want to get off the jury. But a lot of times they don't pick you. They just sit you in a room all day.
Yeah, they just sit you in a room and you spend the whole day. You get an hour and a half for lunch.
You get an hour and a half for lunch. And
Back up. You're not going to be here tomorrow?
No.
Oh, I guess it's just me then.
What do you have to go to some courthouse here in New York?
No, a courthouse in Jersey. Hackensack. Hey, believe me, you haven't lived until you've done this.
Tell me about the Star Wars character, because I didn't see the movie. I don't know what the hell's wrong with me, Greg. I don't do it. I don't keep up.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Did you see the movie you were in?
This new one?
No.
It hasn't come out yet,
No, I know, but what about the one you were in?
Oh, I'm most of it.
What character?
I left
you?
Before the end.
Yeah, what character?
Wow.
I left after I was in.
Yeah, of course.
I was one of the pod race announcers. I was in the first one, which is actually the fourth one.
Yeah.
It's all very confusing.
Yeah.
Phantom Menace is episode one, which is actually the first in the series, even though it's the fourth one that came out.
Uh-huh.
And I've lost everybody.
Yeah, I hope I have.
It's the first one that's got this cast.
Okay,
the
got
current
it.
Cast,
sure, sure.
Right? Natalie Portman and, or is it Natalie Imbruglia, whoever she is.
Yeah, you know.
And the one who, in the last movie, when the ship blows up in the opening scene of the movie, she's Princess Amandola, the princess of the universe.
Yeah.
And the ship blows up, and she goes, "We shouldn't have come." Like Joey Ross from Car 54. we shouldn't have come. We shouldn't have. Because, you know, George is meticulous about acting and diction and characters and stuff like that.
What's he got going under his beard?
I'm not certain.
Okay.
He's a very nice person. And, I was
very diplomatic, right?
Me and Scott Capurro.
Okay.
Scott Capurro and I were the pod race announcers. So there's a scene, as you recall, in The Phantom Menace, where the Jedis are crash-landed on a planet, and because they can't apparently use their Jedi powers to get the ship fixed, they enter a race.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, I'm not sure that that's a Jedi code thing, or more of a guideline, like when your ships, you know, don't force the... mechanic who was obviously Jewish. I don't know if you saw the movie. Or Greek. I'm not sure, but you know how it is.
Yeah, Greek Jewish,
Jews,
Italian.
They're all from warm places where there's olives.
Yeah.
And, you know what I'm saying?
So I hear you, man.
In any case, I want to go, that little human being is out of his mind. I don't care what universe you're from. That's got to hurt and all that shit.
Yeah.
And I thought my character's name was Fode for like 10 years since we made the movie. But apparently my character's Bede and Scott is Fode. He speaks Huttese. That little human being's out of his mind. And Scott has to go, Adukido.
You know. Oh, that's what Scott had to do?
Yeah.
Scott Capurro is a comic from San Francisco for people who don't know.
Guy.
And Huttese is Jabba the Huttese?
Yes, Jabba is from Hutt, and they speak Huttese. You
know? That's just complicated stuff, right?
Well, and you asked. So I get letters from Denmark. I get letters from all over the world. People send me little tchotchkes and
personally, to you?
Because they want my autograph, or they want me to sign a baseball card and stuff like that.
A baseball card, but do you want it?
Well, it's not me. It's the CGI head that they gave the character. So, but I'm the voice of the character, so apparently it's me. And you understand that people who love Star Wars are completists.
Yeah.
It's not just a matter of, like, oh, I really like the movie. I'm going to buy a doll. It's a matter of, I have to
every
have the
doll.
Autograph.
Every
like,
character.
I guarantee you, I don't know the fellow's name who played Jar Jar Binks. I guarantee you he's, like, underneath an avalanche of mail.
Really?
Oh, yes.
That's unbelievable. You know, you've been to Giggles in Seattle?
I have.
You know Terry?
I do not know Terry.
Terry's the guy that books Giggles in Seattle?
Oh, yes. Okay.
Do you know that above the club, he has literally his apartment is a museum of Star Wars
really?
Memorabilia, but unopened Star Wars memorabilia.
It's worth more.
Right. But like four or five of the same one, you walk in, it's like a Star Wars store.
Well, I got six Boba Fett, and that's the second version of Boba Fett. Visor was.
But what if at what point do you go, dude, you got a problem?
Right, you're 60.
Yeah. You've got some sort of weird obsessive compulsive disorder that's playing itself out in Star Wars memorabilia.
I found a place in Paris. I was in Paris with my wife as I rang you last week. And there's a Star Wars memorabilia store. And the guy spoke perfect English, of course.
Yeah.
And he didn't have my figure. Not that I was looking for it. But I happened to, I went, what the hell is, I didn't even know there was a Star Wars.
Did you know who you were, though?
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
That's, well, that's
until
good.
I did the voice. No, I'm kidding. I didn't. I didn't do the voice.
You did.
I didn't.
Come on, man.
I didn't. I should have, but I didn't. I'm not that big a geek. But the I appreciate that people like it and stuff like that. To me, it was never deep enough. I'm really glad to be part of it because it's all, you know, people love it and all that jazz. But I kind of like a... I like plot and philosophy and stuff. I like 2001.
Yeah.
That was a good sci-fi movie.
Oh, you know, that was just on the other day.
Oh, that's
it was on, like, the Independent Film Channel.
What was?
Because it's
2001.
Oh.
It's oblique and impenetrable, and that's what I liked about it. Like, what happened?
Kind of like a Eraserhead.
Do you know the code? Do you know what it means? Have you, do you
2001?
Have, yeah.
Well, open the Pod Bay Doors, Hal.
I'm not certain what it was. I believe that he transmogrified into another higher being, and then when he's a weird space fetus in the end in a tube, he's actually the master of the universe. But not the complete master, because clearly he's been made master by a higher power.
What about when he's old in the room with the fetus?
That's just the desiccation of the human form before he... becomes another higher species.
What about when he's in it? When
before
he's in
becomes an iPod.
Exactly.
When he's in the weird light color tunnel, when it's like, kink, and you get the...
That was just bitching if you're hot. That's all that was. Hubert knew it. I knew it. It was just bitching. That's all it was. Because he could... And then the eyes blinking and whatnot.
Man. To call for tickets to Greg's show tonight, 212-539-8770. That's
Thank
the,
you.
Joe's,
I don't even know the number.
Yeah, Joe's Pub reservation line. It's going to be a great show. Jeff Goldblum, Lewis Black, Lipsinka, and the Inimitable. Is that the word?
Thank you.
Inimitable, yes.
Greg, it's hard to imitate me.
Yes. Greg Proops, the number again for Joe's Pub reservation line, 212-539-8770. Greg, great seeing you. Good luck with the show. Come back anytime.
It's been a lot of fun, man. It's been a lot of fun.
And we'll be back with a special phone call from a special activist. It's now 45 past the hour, Air America Radio.